Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com. This afternoon, we have a fresh new take. And yes, I'm not talking about freshly squeezed lemonade. We're talking about Sean Lemon. This gentleman is by far one of the most dynamic league tying last year CFL Calgary Stampeders to not only be recognized by the Steelers as a solid addition to this upcoming 2015 NFL season and the Steelers campaign to get back to number 7. Welcome Sean Lemon, linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How you doing? How's everybody doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking your time out, Sean. I know it was relatively short notice. You've been working out and trying to, you know, get ready for training camp, hopefully sometime in July, maybe sooner. Depends on what the Steelers have scheduled. To jump right into this, 6'1", 238, primary position was obviously an OLB, and then your second position, by choice, at DE or inside linebacker, was it something that you would always try to do? Was it a natural position shift, position change over from position as an OLB to a DE, or was it something that you had to train yourself to do, Sean?
Well, for one, I mean, you know, just to clear everything up, as far as they have my measurements wrong from when I was in college. I'm 6'2", 250. So I don't know, the 6'1", 238, I don't know where that came from. But it was always a transition. I played defensive end in college, played in multiple fronts in college. I played outside linebacker in college as well. So I was kind of just a pass rusher and just playing in the outside linebackers scheme to help me drop in coverage. So that kind of helped my game out a little bit.
I would say so. I mean, you had 13 sacks, 8 forced fumbles. You tied a league record in the CFL. What do you believe had translated from, obviously, you were an Akron native. What do you think translated from the CFL and as a Steelers seen it heading into the NFL this season?
I've always felt like I've been very confident as a player, and I was just blessed to be in a position to play in Calgary. They gave me one of the best chances, the best opportunity to showcase my talent. I've always had this talent. It's just a matter of being in the right place and given the right opportunity, and then, you know, just running from it from there. So, you know, I've never been in a position where I doubted my ability. That's why I went the route and the journey that I've been on. So just a blessing to be in the position to be signed to the Pittsburgh Steelers right now. And, you know, it's just the sky's the limit. I knew what I can do with the good opportunity, and then just putting the type of work that I do in the offseason. I'm very excited about this opportunity.
Right. You know, there's a there's another guy, and his name is Ian Wild. I'm sure you're familiar with Mr.
Right.
Wild. I had a chance to interview him. Another story where, you know, you translated from the CFL heading into the NFL, more or less a dream come true. And it's kind of interesting, Sean, is that a lot of these guys, all these D2 players, undrafted rookies who may need to spend some time in the CFL, have been able to not only translate that, but you guys are the proven story in regards to coming from the CFL now into the NFL. As you see it now, as you had a chance to look at, obviously you speak with the new defensive head coach Keith Butler for the Steelers, what was your conversation like with Coach Butler?
Well, Coach Butler is crazy because his son actually played with me, Brandon Butler, played with me in Akron. So, you know, he spoke with him briefly about me before I came up, and I got a chance to sit down and talk to him and talk to Coach Tomlin and Coach Porter. And, you know, it was just, I took 14 trips to different NFL teams, and it just felt right. Like, the scheme felt right. I understand the organization as far as a family-oriented organization, and, you know, it just felt like it was a good fit for me. I kind of, you know, I have still had a couple more, maybe 2 or 3 more workouts scheduled after that, my Pittsburgh trip. I kind of just decided to go with Pittsburgh.
Right. And because you're a native, it was just kind of default. Ian Wild had a very similar story in that regard because he played, you know, he played in PA, and so he headed on to the CFL, headed north, had such a fantastic journey with his respective team. Did you guys ever pair up?
We've We went to Jacksonville together as far as a trip. We took a visit there to Jacksonville together. That's when we first met each other. And then he was telling me that he had a visit with the Steelers coming up. And I was telling him I had a visit too. But my Steelers visit was a little bit after his. So, you know, we spoke about it and we talked about different trips that we took and stuff like that. You know, just coming from the same background, the CFL background. And so we kind of just bonded from that, playing against each other during the season and all that stuff. So it worked out pretty good.
Absolutely. I noticed a lot of similarities between you and Ian in that you guys have a constant motor. The kind of hits.
Most definitely.
The hits, the most sacks, definitely. The pressure.
You know, it's one thing that will help you stand out is your motor and different things like that. You know, Ian's a very good player. He's a very productive player in Canada. He contributes a lot, even on the special team side of things. You know, just one, just fine-tuning your craft and helping you stand out. And so just little stuff like that.
Right. There is a lot of stuff going on, obviously, at training camp this upcoming season over at St. Vincent. And to be honest with you, I do see some battling for outside edge pass rushing. I mean, there is a potential to see you switching off in different blitz packages and blitz formations this upcoming season, obviously with the return of James Harrison, for whom, you know, he's got a huge background. I mean, the guy had an interception return for a touchdown, Super Bowl 43. He was cut by the Steelers a couple times. He went to go play for Cincinnati the year previous. I mean, this guy has proven to be not only, I mean, and he's working out now. Have you had a chance to talk to James Harrison at all during your time getting prepared?
Yeah, I met James Harrison originally when I was at Akron, University of Akron. I was in college. I was a sophomore in college. I met him out in the area. He's from Akron. And for it to be a situation now where we're teammates, and I met him when I was in college, when I was a young guy. And when I went up to Pittsburgh, I was in the area, and I stopped by just to get a workout, and he was up there. And we had a long conversation about stuff and, you know, about my background as far as, you know, I see myself as the same type of guy as him. I've bounced around from a lot of teams like he has, too, and just fought for guys that fought for opportunities, you know what I mean, just never gave up. Never listen to what people say about you as a player and kept confidence in yourself and go out and chase your dream and be productive. So I have a lot of respect for James. He's been one of my favorite players growing up and stuff like that. So, you know, but, you know, I'm coming in with a chip on my shoulder as well. I didn't come to make this jump to the NFL just to be a guy on the roster and stuff like that. I come in to make an impact. I come into training camp to try to compete for a starting position. So, you know, I'm not just satisfied with being on practice squad or anything like that. I'm coming in to make an impact, and I'm training. I prepare myself like that every day right now. That's always been the type of guy that I've been, and, you know, I'm very excited about it.
Right. You know, there's another Pac-12 player who's coming in also competing. His name's Alden Darby. Alden Darby, he was with the Chargers last season. I obviously had him picked for Steelers defensive line guy. Did not get picked, but he's there this year. And a matter of fact, he's headed out probably sometime next month. As far as scheduling is concerned, are you currently in Pittsburgh, or are you in Akron getting prepared?
Oh no, I'm in Washington D.C. where I actually train in Waldorf, Maryland with a guy named Fran Penny at Pinnacle Performance. I've been training with him for just about the whole process, my professional career. So he's been very good in helping me stay healthy, getting my mind and my body prepared for the seasons.
Right. No doubt about that. It always pays to have the right people in your corner, on your side. Was it always that easy for you to acquire people that were there to not only help you, but help enhance what you were doing with the Stampeders and, you know, in college, if you want to go retroactive?
You just got to have a feel for it. You got to keep your eye on the prize and understand your goals and just never let someone dictate to you what you can do. You know, just always believe in yourself and it's continue to write. One thing I do might be sound cliche, but I write my goals down on a piece of paper. You know, I still go back to that. Something I always did in college, write down short-term goals and long-term goals. So just to know what you're working for. And just stuff like that keeps me grounded, keeps me motivated. Just stay good with it, in your Bible and your Word and stuff like that. And I lean on your family and stuff. So, you know, that's been very helpful for me through this whole process.
Right. You know, a lot of D2, D1 players end up heading into the NFL, not being aware of the reality of the types of distractions. And a lot of the interviews that I've had with a lot of these guys is the same thing. Look, you go through college, you don't get these types of distractions. How do you stay focused heading into a very much larger stage in the NFL, or much less with the Steelers in general?
Just a blessing to be in the CFL. You know, I was fortunate enough to be able to go to Canada and play for 3 years in the CFL, so that's already prepared me. So this is my first time signing an NFL contract, so I'm considered a rookie, but I already have that background knowledge of how to be a pro, and know what to do, what not to do, and how to learn stuff, and just get my mind and my body right to compete. So that's been a blessing to be able to play in an organization for like the Calgary Stampeders, first-class organization. Great coaching staff around you, great teammates. And, you know, we played at a high level last year. It was the best record ever in the Canadian Football League, 17-3, where we won a championship. So, you know, stuff like that. Just use your I use my previous experiences and take everything, something small from everything to every situation that I've been through. And that's kind of molded me to the guy that I am today. So I'm ready for the challenge.
I can honestly say that challenges are aplenty. When you're heading into any NFL locker room, as well as taking it on the field, you've been a leader there with the Stampeders. You're a leader as an individual, and I see you leading in different dynamics along with the likes of Joey Porter, who clearly knows and obviously is aware of the type of pressure that the Steelers defensive line needs to bring this upcoming season, which fell relatively short. You do have on an opposite linebacker in Jarvis Jones. I had a chance to meet Jarvis Jones the year previous. Nice guy, great kid, good background, and a very solid player. He got injured prematurely. He shined in quite a few games up to that point. Where do you see yourself maybe battling in position at defensive end, or maybe a linebacking start in between you and Jarvis Jones?
I don't get too. I haven't seen him on film or anything. You know, I don't get too fine into. I don't get too into what another player does their productions. I just focus on how good can Sean Lemon be. What can Sean Lemon do to separate himself from another player in this scheme? So my thing is, I go in, I learn the scheme, I learn what everybody else is doing around me, so I'll know what can I do to help the whole defense as a whole to be better, and just understand my strengths as a pass rusher, my weaknesses as a pass rusher. As long as I go in and I take care of Sean Lemon, I know I'll be fine.
Right. And I completely see where, you have grown with your first year with the Stampeders until your final year with them. To be honest with you, I've seen nothing but an increase. Being able to get off blocks, moving around, getting to the quarterback, getting to the running back, the fullback. You really know how to focus and hone in on these guys who otherwise would think they can hit those gaps and keep running. You happen to fill those gaps, and you fill them very, very well. Looking at off-season workouts, getting prepared, what kind of outside of the box type of workouts have you been a part of in order to make your game that much better and show and shine in this upcoming Steelers training camp?
We usually do like more dynamic stuff as far as a lot of flexibility stuff. I'm doing a lot of conditioning, a lot of different running, a lot of stuff that makes me a better athlete. And, you know, we do a lot of lifting as well, but we're trying to focus on more like I'm a pass rusher. So I'm not going to go in the gym and try to lift like I'm a bodybuilder. I'm going to go in to help myself become a better pass rusher. So, you know, I just do different stuff, work on my hips, and I drop it in coverage. A lot of my lifts, you know, it was a little difficult for me to get used to it in the beginning, because when you're in a college setting, you know, you're doing a lot of just power lifting and try to get as strong as possible. But a lot of players tend to get stiff. So, you know, just the guy Fran Penny, and the hats off to him, because he helped me understand that, and that's what helped my growth out in Canada, because last offseason was different for me, and he introduced me to this style of training, and it's been very productive for me.
Absolutely. Looking at a lot of defensive formations as far as the Steelers are concerned, and the lack of the pass rush, no true nose tackle. Daniel McCullers drafted out of Tennessee the year previous, going into his second year. What do you believe you can bring to this defensive line in order to get those pressures, sacks on quarterbacks?
Just a guy that's going to come in and bring his hard hat every day and come to work every day and, you know, just get to the quarterback. That's one thing I pride myself on is getting to the quarterback, sacking the quarterback. And even if I can't get there and sack the quarterback, I'm going to jump up and knock a pass down, try to catch an interception. You know, even not just getting to the quarterback, my goal is to get the ball out as well. Like, you know, I was tied the league record for forced fumbles in the season. And that's one thing that I've learned being in Calgary is, you know, not just why not go in and try to get the ball back for offense so we can put points up as well. So just try to be disruptive if possible and get turnovers as well.
Absolutely. As we head into an NFL draft, and I know you weren't a part of that, unfortunately, but now is an opportunity for not only redemption, but to prove that you belong in the NFL and that you belong in the NFL from the word go, from the onset. Any advice for these guys headed into the draft that you would feel they need to know heading into a more, let's just say, a higher level, a more professional level in their career?
My cousin's coming out of, I have a cousin that's coming out of the University of Clemson, Robert Smith, who plays safety, defensive back. I talk to him a lot. One thing I always tell him is just look at the big picture of things and stay in the word. And, not saying that you will be playing in Canada, but always have a backup plan as far as map your career out on goals that you want to do. If this doesn't work out here, I don't get picked up here. Okay, I already have my passport ready. I can go play in Canada right away. I haven't burned any bridges as a player, because a lot of these guys come to college, they don't understand the professional side of football. Like, you're not in college. This is a privilege, not a right. So you're not entitled to be a professional athlete. So just try to go in with a learning mentality and just show up to work every day.
No doubt about that one. These guys can definitely take a lot away from where you've been, your story, how you ended up in the NFL, and what type of impact you'll be able to make moving forward. I usually don't ask this question, Sean, but I'm going to ask anyway. Where do you see yourself retiring? With the Steelers? With doing something different? Do you see yourself retiring? And if so, is there a particular team that you'd like to retire with?
I would like to stay where I'm at right now. You know, this is one of the things that stuck out with me, is coming to a historic place like with the Steelers. So, you know, I've had other opportunities to go to other teams, but I'm very excited about playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. The fans are amazing. They've done nothing but embrace me. So, you know, I've heard from different people as far as how the game setting is in Pittsburgh and all that. So I know that growing up, I was a Cowboy fan. I will admit that. But now that I've signed with the Steelers, I've seen a lot more people in my area in Maryland. Like, I didn't realize Steelers had up that many fans as far as being like America's team. It was kind of always like, you know, a lot of people say, are the Cowboys America's team or the Steelers America's team? It's pretty clear to me now that it's a lot more Steelers fans out there than Cowboy fans.
Well, not only that, but you can chalk up the amount of Lombardis that the Steelers have versus the Cowboys. But that's
that was one thing that impressed me. Like, as soon as I walked up and after my workout and stuff with Coach Tomlin, as soon as you walk up those stairs and you look to the right, you see all those Lombardi trophies right there in front of you. So that was like, you know, I was like kind of like a kid at a candy store. So it's a very beautiful place there. I enjoyed it a lot, and I'm very excited to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, and I can't wait to get in and contribute.
Absolutely, and I may end up seeing you there in Latrobe myself, obviously not as a player, but on the Steeler training camp sidelines. My aspirations were not to become a Pittsburgh Steeler. I was just a fan, and I just decided to do a little bit more. And all my interviews are for Steeler Nation. They're for all the fans out there who really want to understand you guys as players. I had the pleasure of interviewing the likes of Jerome Bettis, which is one of my favorite interviews, offensive guard Max Starks, Tyrone Carter, LaVon Kirkland. You're going to be playing with guys like Arthur Motes, who just signed another year with the Steelers. I don't know if he had a chance to meet Arthur or not. Great guy. Love his chemistry. Just an awesome guy. Solid player. I look for him to do a lot more with that defense. Kelvin Beachum, Ramon Foster, are known as the Big Ragu. And I'm sure you'll have lots of great relationships to speak of moving forward in this upcoming Steelers season. So, Sean, I thank you so much for your time. It's been a great interview. Thank you so much for sitting down with me this morning.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Anytime. And we can always do a revision. If I see you in Latrobe, maybe we can do a follow-up interview. How's that sound?
Okay, most definitely. It sounds good.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a great day. And with that said, this is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.